Flax. 1 Alular quills. I made this mouth for you, stopped up with nettle and wax. I pulled it out of our mother just like you pulled your wings out of her, white and silver stiff. She was so full of gifts that day. She held out her arms to me, dripping with your pale feathers, and I did want to. I'm not ashamed to confess it, I did want to be a swan. But I ran instead, clutching the mouth to my breast. My skin warmed it until it was soft enough to fit between my jaws. 2. Humerus. I pulled on a dress of hanging moss and hazel twigs. I made a cloister of branches. I shaved a tonsure into my skull. Huddled in a branch-bound nave, my kneecaps turned to wood, to stone, and I crushed the flax for you. I told no one how she broke my teeth on the kitchen sink, how she would not let me eat, how she split my eyebrow with her wedding ring. I told no one how she bent back my brother's arms until they snapped into wings. With the mouth I chewed silence, mashed and masticated into a holy thread, and with this I sewed your shirts, blue as flax flowers. My thumbs bled under the nail, and my fingerprints were ground into blankness, and I bled how I bled in those days, but I never said a word. 3. Marginal coverts. I was sleeping when he found me. I had dropped the flax shirts onto a gnarled branch. He climbed through the moon-spattered leaves, climbed over me, put a ringed hand over my mouth. He needn't have bothered. It was for you I said nothing. I let him push aside my stone knees like doors. I tore open under him like a sheet of paper, and I bled. I bled onto the cloister wood, and I did not even cry. The mouth wasn't made for crying. I tried not to stumble as he dragged me up the mountain, dropping flax flowers behind me, a trail of breadcrumbs for hungry birds. 4. Scapula. I wore a white dress. You would think I was a bride. The fire smelled of sage and cedar as fires will smell. I burned, as sisters will burn, for you. The skin of my 7-year feet peeled back like feathers, black and gray, floating up to thin clouds and blue air. But the flax did not burn. I held it up. The flax was more precious than I. Your white wings beat against me like flames, like fists, begging me, pleading, "You promised, you promised." I promised. I promised my boys. Through the stinging ash I stretched my hands, my flax-lashed hands, and I bent your wings forward until they snapped into arms. Only my limbs are wood, yes, even stone, but not iron. I cannot come back good and stronger yet, from ankles blown red and flaming. I'm sorry. I'm sorry I couldn't bear the fire long enough to give you back everything, but I burned for you. And I never said a word when he dragged 3 babies out of me and let his horse kick out a 4th, when he ripped up my hair in long handfuls and bit my breast purple and yellow. I never said a word. I never said no. I never told anyone what she did to us. I made my mouth and I clung to it, even in the smoke, even in the fire. 5. Axillars. It is years since, and my house is small. Well made for a footless crone. A neighbor boy shovels out my threshold when the snow is too high. My brothers visit. Christmas, Easter. They're busy, I know. College, law firm, seminary. Soon it will only be letters, birth announcements, 1 birthday card signed by all 7. I take my old mouth out of the cupboard. We eat without speaking. The youngest cuts carrots with his left hand. Folds his 1 pure pale wing away from the roast pork.